quibble over or argue over even, but the point is that it's the Lord, and we get the privilege of being involved with him as we live our lives out here. And I want to take you to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's not an unfamiliar passage for people who have been part of our church for a while, because I think this is such a critical key. But I want to point your attention to something. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In verse 16, let me jump back to verse 15. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Okay? So that should tell you the spirit that we have dwelling within us, what he is after, what he is like. Then he says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good, abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. I'll stop there. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask for utterance, even in these brief words, that you would get across to us from heaven the precious things you've prepared for us. And that you would help me to not be a hindrance to the things you want to do among each one of inside each one of us. And so I ask for utterance in the opening of my mouth, and at the same time a guard to be placed over it, and blow away and make of no effect that which is merely the opinions of men. But come and glorify Jesus. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Okay, 2 minutes left. Rejoice in the Lord always. Okay? I will just remind you, that is set in the context of some things that he said about how things are going to unfold in the end. Okay, the rapture and all that kind of stuff. But he brings the brethren, who he had written to, back to this. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, in all things give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I want to remind you, as this week unfolds, there is a prescription for you. Okay, what is God's will for you? Well, you know, there are specific things that you need to be involved with him to see about, you know, what job should I take and all that kind of stuff. Fair enough. But oftentimes, we're just going through our life. What is God's will for you? Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's like a prescription for how to walk here. This is not a nice world. It's a rough, horrible things happen world. And yet you and I are given the privilege of walking in it and being his servants. And the thing that needs to fuel your day's walking is rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In all things give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, rejoice always. I just want to take a moment to say, that is not whatever happens, be happy. Okay? The fuller description of what he's talking about talks about rejoice in the Lord. Not just rejoice. You know, there's that song, Be Happy. Don't worry, be happy. Nice, catchy little song that you can't get out of your head once you start hearing it. That's not what the scriptures are talking about. And so what I want to remind you is don't merely try to be happy in the midst of difficulty. That's not what God is telling us. This is an instruction to put your eyes back on the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord is what he's talking about. Pray without ceasing. Isn't that implicit that you to be directing yourself to him? And then in all things give thanks. He didn't say in all things be thankful. Are you aware that in the world there is this idea, this recognition that it's important to be grateful? But because they don't want to confront be grateful to who, it's just the idea of being grateful that floats in the air. Okay, there's my timer. But clearly you cannot be grateful to nobody. The very definition of it implies that you're giving thanks to somebody. Okay? Now, this morning we spent most of our time singing to the Lord, and one of the things that I was asking God for was that he would cause each one of us to see more of the goodness and the greatness of God. There is a passage in the scripture that says, every person who belongs to him, it says, we know that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who have been called by Christ Jesus. Right? Those who are loved and called by Christ Jesus. And our trouble sometimes is that we know the passage and still walk this place afraid because of how great and big and problematic the things that I got to deal with. And sometimes what we just need is to be reminded how great is our God. And so that's why I want to remind you this week, rejoice in the Lord. Okay? What do I mean by that? So you're facing something difficult. At least I don't think you're giraffes and I'm a human. We're all the same in that regard. We all face good things and we all face very challenging things. And the depth of those challenges and why they're there, that's not the point today. The point is, though, in the face of that, God doesn't just say be happy. He says more, put your mind back on who it is that has promised to save you. And then begin to deal with it. Put your mind back on. In other words, you're not to, way back in the book of Nehemiah, there's a circumstance where the people of God at that time are confronted with how much of a mess they are and how disobedient they've been. And they start to cry and to cry and to cry because they realize how much of all the sorrow that they're in is because of their choice to rebel against God. But God was speaking to them to rescue them. And so the man of God at the time says, no, listen, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He was telling them, rejoice. This is not God coming to slap you. This is God coming to say, despite this, I want to help you. I want to rescue you. And I just want to remind you, we're not to find joy in our circumstances. It is not the joy of your situation that gives you strength. It is the joy of the Lord. And so, rejoice, yes, but rejoice in the Lord. Bring your mind back to as simple a question as this. What has he done for you? Even the smallest of things. What has he done for you? I don't know about you, but every day that I have breath left on this planet, I will never be able to say thank you enough just for his mercy to me. Okay? Now, he has been merciful, and I don't mean to dwell on, I always got to go back to how messy I am, but this is a fact. He is merciful to me, and I can give thanks for that. I don't know how many times he's made a way for me where there looked like there was no way. I don't know how many times he has granted to me a blessing there is just no way I could deserve. There's just no way I could deserve it. So these are to fuel, I rejoice in the Lord. So let that be something that helps you during this week. When you come across something difficult, rejoice in the Lord. Not in your circumstance or in what I think God is going to do. Go back to who God, what God has shown you about himself. And rejoice in that. This is who is with me. This is why I have hope. This is why I can press into this. This is why I can have courage. Rejoice in the Lord, not in your circumstance. Rejoice in the Lord. Okay? Thank you. I think I went maybe 2 minutes over. So that's pretty good for me. That's pretty good for me. Okay, so next week, we...